page 15 in the middle of discussing emunah that transcends the ego. So as long as our desire for emunah is rooted in wanting to receive from the emunah, then our ego does not intervene. The moment we begin to work towards attaining emunah with the intention of transcending our desire to receive, our ego interferes with all its might. The ego doesn't want to work without reward, and it comes with its two main questions. One, how do you know there's God? This question corresponds to the mind. Two, what's the purpose of this spiritual work of giving? This question corresponds to the heart. So we are discussing how we're trying to work on developing our emunah in a place that's transcending our ego, transcending our desire to receive. So as long as all of our working to develop our emunah is still rooted in serving our desire to receive, working on emunah to realize that everything is good in order to release us from any spiritual work that we need to do. So our desire to receive loves that emunah. Is happy to try to attain that emunah. Is helpful in our working to attain that emunah, because it serves our desire to receive, to believe that everything is good. But the moment that we start to try to attain emunah in the exaltedness of God, that we are in the divine presence in this very moment, that is exalted beyond anything, that which is creating the universe, the infinite galaxies, our whole reality, that power of love and giving that's doing everything is right here and right now, that we are in that presence within ourselves, outside of ourselves, that hidden within everything we're experiencing and in ourselves is God. Right here and right now in full happening. So if we're trying to attain that emunah in order to be in a state of service, in a state of giving, of loving, of doing, of action, of working, to act appropriately in the exalted divine presence to which we are, the more that we're having emunah in that, it's asking us to act appropriately, to do something. So that emunah that's in the direction that's going to ask of us to do something, to act accordingly, is emunah that our desire to receive, our ego, is not interested in. Our desire to receive just wants to be looking every moment how it can receive and how it can take, and how it can not do any work or anything that's hard for it. Whereas the emunah and the exaltedness of God that we are in the presence of is demanding of us to act in accordance to that, in a place of service, of working, of love. When we start to try to attain emunah in that direction, it's trying to inspire us to be doing more. So then our desire to receive, our ego, is like, okay, until now, no problem, but now there's a problem. We're trying to move our desire to receive, to go beyond it, to actually make effort, work, give. So then our desire to receive, the moment we start to try to work in that direction, wakes up and gives us the two main questions. The first question said is, how do you know there's God? Right, wait a minute, you're trying to do all of this, you know, raising yourself to the exaltedness of the divine presence in order to act accordingly, but how do you know there's such a thing? And the second question is, what is the purpose of this spiritual work of giving? You're trying to awaken yourself to the realization of the exaltedness of God so you can be a place of giving and loving and doing, taking things that you want and instead working to give them to others. Instead of trying to serve yourself, trying to be in a place of serving others. So what's that all about? Right? What's the use of doing that? She says these two main questions of our ego, they correspond to the two categories that we learn that are two sides of the coin of our desire to receive. The heart aspect, which we discussed before, and now the mind aspect, which we're discussing now. The heart aspect, all of our desire to receive in its simple meaning of wanting to get, and the work is wanting to give. And the question that comes on that is, what's the spiritual work of giving? What's that all about? Why is there any need to do that? And then the question that corresponds to the mind aspect of our desire to receive, the working of emunah, is like, how do you know there's God? What are you talking about? So if these questions start to arise in us, right, wait a minute, how do we know there's God? What is the spiritual work of giving? So those questions arising in ourself is a very good sign, because those questions means we're starting to do some spiritual work. Because until we're starting to try to work on ourselves, so our ego and our desire to receive is just fine with what's going on. There's no questions. But the moment that these questions start to arise, it means we're starting to actually try to do some inner work, some inner transformation. We're starting to zone in on that, wanting to transcend our desire to receive. So here it's saying, when we're starting to try to attain emunah, but in the direction of emunah, in order to be in a state of service and loving, right, outside of our own self-interest, loving outside of our self, so then the questions start to arise. So if these questions arise, it's a very good sign. Okay, maybe we'll end for now and continue next time.